This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Listen to podcasts with Jake, and maybe Amir too. He might be a chipmunk, I don't really know. But I'm mighty suspicious about that. He'll help you with your sticky sitch and tell you to dump your so jealous boyfriend. They'll help in a pinch. That's also Jake's nickname too. So sit back and relax. We'll put you on blast on this podcast. Just listening to If I Were You starts now.
Oh yeah.
Very good.
That was a Dashboard Confessional cover. Jake, have you ever heard of that band? Confessional? Dashboard Confessional?
That was a cover of Hands Down off of a Mark Omission, a brand, a scar. Chris Caraba, native-born Connecticut guy.
You are reading this all off your tattoo. Lauren Lapkus, John Gabris, thoughts on the theme song?
Loved it. Yeah. Super mellow.
Couldn't really focus on it. That's how boring I found it.
You said during the theme song you went to a Dashboard concert.
I do. I didn't like Dashboard.
I do go to Dashboard concerts.
I hate them because my hair is everywhere.
Yeah. Is that a song?
Oh my God.
Screaming Infidelities.
It's the Screaming Infidelities.
Taking it swear. I picture thick leather wristbands.
Oh man. Yeah.
I had one from American Eagle.
Did you have one? A wristband?
I had like a brown leather.
Disgusting.
Gotta have a strap.
Yeah. I had frosted tips.
From American Eagle, too. It was so good.
I was such a corny.
They used to make the best underwear, and they stopped.
I wore exclusively Aeropostale underwear.
I wonder what do parents think when their kid comes home with bleached hair or leather belts around their wrists? Are they like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Are they like, kids will be kids? Or
yeah, I think if the first, my family was like, are you gay?
Yeah, I was about to say.
And it was just like, oh, they thought I was gay because I like really liked movies. You know what I
mean? And they weren't entirely wrong.
Yeah, no, I mean.
A lot of them were gay porn movies.
Yeah, so
but that's fine too.
I really liked gay porn movies.
They got good stories.
I don't like female actors.
That's gay. If you like female actors, you're gay.
Who can watch chicks
talk? You want to watch a woman act?
You got to watch dudes. Your boys.
Dude. That was actually written by Andreas Johansson from Sweden.
Oh, thank you.
Glad to see Dashboard's finally making its way overseas.
It's weird how you can't really hear accents when singing is happening. Mm-hmm. Has there ever been an article written on why that is?
Yeah, there's been a few.
Okay, great. Moving on. Lapkus and Gabris have done our show separately, but now are doing it finally together for the first time.
Combining forces.
You're here to not only help us out, but to talk about your podcast, Raised by TV, which me and Jake did a few weeks ago.
Yes.
That's correct.
What's the pitch, the elevator pitch for Raised by TV?
Do you like to hear two people scream about Rugrats?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it's really just
do you
us.
Like nostalgia? Yeah. Do you remotely like us?
It's us just like, yeah, deep diving on our childhoods and what we watched so much TV and we both realized that.
And with the more recent episodes, we've had more guests coming on and sort of diving, using them as springboards as to what they watch. And it turns out a lot of us who end up here have watched a lot of the same shows.
Yeah,
when there was less TV growing up, way more people. It's way more universal of a thing to talk about family matters than you'd believe.
Yeah, real. And yeah. It's been cool interviewing people older than us as well who are like have different reference points, but then they were the ones who made the TV that we watched, and yeah. That's really cool. Like, wow. We interviewed Billy West, who was the voice of
Stimpy?
Ren and Stimpy, for a while. And he just did like every cartoon ever, and he's
Doug.
From Futurama, yeah. And
holy shit,
so many
he
things.
Did Doug?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's influential for me.
Exactly,
yeah.
That's what we said.
And what influenced him?
He talks a little bit on our podcast.
Check it out. But it's a lot, and the reason we're saying check it out is not because we're good at plugging. It's because it was a lot of like 50s and 60s sci-fi that we wouldn't. I can't remember anything.
No, but he does like go in and out of the voices and stuff, and it's so fun. And that like those people have been so cool to interview.
Yeah, that's cool. Been really cool.
We had Yardley Smith who played Lisa Simpson. Obviously plays.
She's doing the rounds.
Yes, yeah, she has a new podcast.
She has her own podcast.
She's promoting.
All of a sudden, when one of these big celebs gets a podcast, you're like, oh, come talk to me.
I know.
Kevin Pollak is on Doughboys this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fun.
That is fun.
I'd like to hear what Kevin Pollak thinks about Jack in the Box, and now I finally can.
Maggiano's Little Italy, actually.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, it's a great episode so far.
I would love to listen to that.
I was stoned as fuck listening to the Uber here.
You listen to
podcasts? So you're stoned now?
Yep. Once I got a flat tire, I was so mad that I brought a joint with me to the tire shop.
I've never listened to a podcast in somebody else's car. Like an Uber, you're in
that.
The back.
Oh,
with
I make
headphones.
No, I make them put it on, and I give them a bunch
don't
of backstory
you think
to
it's
explain
it's
it.
Embarrassing to try to put a podcast on with anyone else in the room. Like I'm like, oh god, I hope they like this. Oh yeah. God, and it's just like the pressure of them getting on board with the conversation, even if you don't even know what it's going
to
be.
I don't even like to do it on like a long road trip.
It's
so intimate.
No,
Podcasts are personal. They're weirdly personal, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I like to listen to podcasts completely alone in the bath.
Yeah, me too.
In the bath, underwater,
freezing cold.
Like I recommended Dirty John to Tiffany and she didn't like it. And
I love
like,
Dirty John.
And it's like a riff about like now I found this new true crime podcast I really liked called Bear Brook. Highly recommend.
Oh.
Great.
New Hampshire Public Radio.
Sorry, only HeadGum podcast, but continue.
They spent 10 minutes talking about your podcast.
They just bleep out our entire
technical
difficulty. So tell us a little bit about your podcast. For like a minute.
High and mighty.
Cut to us on Raised by TV talking about If I Were You.
We left it in.
We got fooled.
We got fucked.
But I'm tentative to recommend it to Tiffany because I'm like, oh, she hated Dirty John. Well, she hates this. She's going to think I'm bad at podcasting.
I'm bad at knowing what are good podcasts for her.
She listen to mine.
Does she listen to any podcast?
She listens to a lot. She listens My Favorite Murder was on a lot in the house. Now a chance to talk about HeadGum Podcast. Her favorite podcast is A Funny Feeling.
Oh,
it's a great podcast. Yeah.
She loves Betsy, and she loves Marcy too, obviously, but Betsy's like a friend of hers, so that's exciting for her.
That's good.
If you're going to listen to any voice for fucking 40 Betsy's straight hours, it better be Betsy.
Yeah.
All right, let's try to get to some of these questions. People are in desperate situations. They're in need of our guidance. It's usually just us two, and
they
now we have
no idea
four.
How desperate they are that they're reaching out to Jake and Amir.
A lot of all caps, frantic emails. All right.
My wife's going into labor.
Here's one that's very short and sweet. Short and sweet one from a lady. Lauren, do you have a fake lady's name that we can call this lady?
Yeah. Amelia.
That's good. It's almost my name, so I appreciate that. Amelia Blumenfeld
that's
writes.
Fucking self-centered shit. That's almost my name.
And so I like it.
That's why it's a good name.
Everything else is a bad name.
It's almost my name. I love it.
That one's okay. It's pretty far from Amir.
Let's go Amira. Amira writes, my housemate keeps misusing words like ironic and literally, and it really bugs me. Can and should I tell her about it.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you something. You want to know who the annoying person is in that situation? The author of that one.
Okay, sure, but I'm also that person.
I totally get that. But, like, a roommate, if they're not a good enough friend for you to say something, if you have to ask,
yeah, if it comes up and you just go, that's not how you use that, you have to do it, like, immediately the
right.
first
Right. You can't sit somebody down and be like, hey, listen, we got to talk about something.
Yeah.
Wait, so, Lauren, what's your pet peeve?
Well, like,
what do you hate?
I really hate when people say, like a lot of reality stars, you'll see them talking in their testimonials and they're like, him and I did this, or like, it's a picture of my mom and I.
Oh.
Like, that kind of shit bugs the shit out of me.
Because you remove the my mom
part.
It's
not a
picture
of I.
Yeah.
Like, so it's just wrong. But then, and I've had people correct me when I say whom or like a picture of me and my mom or something on Instagram. And then they're like, actually, it's my mom and I. And then I'm like, no, it's fucking not. And then I like get really mad because I want to like send a link that's like, here's a grammar website where you can learn how to talk.
They came back. Got it.
Really bothers me though. That one like really grates on my
the
skin.
And me and the and I.
Yeah, all of it. Anytime that's wrong, her, him, whenever they say it wrong. Like, I'm trying to give an example, but a lot of my friends do it, and it just, I just sit there and take it. Like, I cannot say, you mean she and I did that? Like, it's just like,
not her and me.
Like, her and I went to the store, you know, and it's like, no, you fucking didn't. Like, it just bothers me.
See, for me, there's so much, like, it's so much weird shit in the spoken English language that, like, you gotta let that, I feel like in my mind, you gotta let that stuff slide. Just because there's slang, we say fucking in the middle of our sentences.
Of course,
as
like,
modifiers.
I don't speak perfectly.
Right,
it's like,
that's what I think of is when I'm like, I feel like the ground rules should be like, do I understand what you're saying?
I think it's more about like writing for me.
Right.
Like when you're talking, everything's on the table. It's fine. But when it's like if you see somebody's Instagram caption. Like,
yeah, that kills me.
You probably had like a second. This is like, has been edited and you made the choice.
Yeah, I've seen you comment like that. Like, this is what you chose.
This
is what you went
with.
Why don't we take this thing back and take another pass at it?
That was on your niece's Instagram at her birthday.
Run this by me before you post a bat mitzvah pic.
But it is true that you can't be like the most annoying fucking friend and bring up everything someone does wrong. Like, I don't want to interrupt my friend's story to say, you mean she and I. Because then it's like I'm like an annoying old person.
That's worse than misspelling or mistalking.
Friend,
yeah.
You know, I forget what this one is, but it's like, if I were you and it. Oh, that's the name of our podcast. If I were you and if I was you, was and were.
Oh, if and were.
Yeah. No. What?
It's was if you and use were. If, you say were.
Oh. Really?
If I were,
or
if
wish
you
I
were.
Wish I were there is instead
or
of wish I was there.
Oh, I don't
it's
know
wish
that
I were.
One. Oh, that I don't know.
I guess I don't know if it's true because it's just something my friend Eddie told me when I was 18. But either way, what I was going
to
say is that it stuck and I appreciate it. Now I don't know if I do.
Wish I were there makes me think that it it's already happened. Wish I was there is like current.
Oh,
like you're. Oh, hey, I'm talking to
you're
Jake.
At a party. Yeah, I wish I was there.
I wish I was there. But if you were, not. Like, if you were like, I went to a party last night, I wish I would have been there, I wish I were there.
Interesting. You know what somebody told me once, and now I can never ignore it, and now I'll burden you with this, is I'm going to try and do something instead of try to. Like, why don't you try and get off the couch? It's not try and get off the couch.
Yeah.
It's try to. People just say and accidentally.
Well, here's one that drives me crazy, and it's not chomping at the bit, it's champing at the bit.
What?
I hate
that.
That's
exactly.
Not true, is it?
It's but do 100... you pronounce it chomping?
Yes.
No. Everyone
Charlotte does. Chomping.
Everyone does.
Chomping at the bit.
Well, that's like for
champing
all intensive purposes.
No.
You know, like those
right.
are like those weird...
Oh, we were just talking about this. Okay, well, I was talking about this with people the other day, and one person said their dad says something that's so annoying, and this one's not even like, it's not even intensive purposes. It's he says sandwich.
What?
Oh,
that's just wrong.
No, that's
doesn't that make you
scared? Where are they from? The East Coast?
Yeah.
See, because that's
sandwich.
Like that's old like Italian misspelling. Oh, you got to get a sandwich.
Wow.
No, I know people who say sandwich.
Yeah.
Like,
sandwich.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. And then I thought of someone I knew who I was talking to one time. I don't know her, but she was talking about how she grew up on an almond farm.
No.
And I later was
and
like,
it seems like she would be an authority.
She meant salmon.
Almond.
She meant apple.
She's just dumb.
She's a fucking farm girl. What does she know? Okay, I don't even know.
But I feel like there's someone listening to this that and like who's annoyed by something we said within this that
oh,
we said
definitely.
Wrong. Like, you know what I mean?
For sure.
And that's the thing. You can never win. Sandwich. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, even like if I am correcting someone and I somehow just said it wrong in my correction of how people should say something,
yeah.
and they're like, "It's actually this," and someone's going crazy out there. So like, I don't know. There's really it. You do have to let it go. But
that's why
that's
I probably said like five times when I was explaining.
Right.
It.
Yeah.
Well, that's what inspired me to say, like, don't even bother. Because literally also is a, you know, pestilence. It's not just her roommate
right.
that's saying literally incorrectly. Like, everyone does that.
Yeah.
And
literally like, everyone.
Literally everybody does.
Right.
literally. And
that's the mistake,
ironic,
right? Because not everyone.
But, yeah.
Ironically enough, literally everyone.
I will say irony is something that I don't fully, like, I wouldn't,
yeah.
It's like pornography. I know it when I see it, but I can't articulate what it is. Like, yeah. if you ask me, what does irony mean? I couldn't tell you. But if you say, is that ironic? I would say, yes,
yeah.
I'm honest.
Ironic is just something that makes you go, oh, that's interesting in a specific way, but I can't
no,
define
it's not.
It.
No, it's not.
Like,
that's not true.
No, it's when you, irony is when you, when you, oh fuck, I'm gonna, of course, I'm gonna
be excited.
No, it's not! Shut up! Hold on,
it's an expectation and then
and
the exact opposite thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's not just something that's like inconvenient or not what you expected.
Which is why, isn't it ironic?
The opposite.
That song
okay,
is so wrong because it's
right.
just all inconvenient or unfortunate.
Right. It's coincidence.
Things.
What
yeah.
about
yeah.
what about a doctor smoking cigarettes?
How about a lung doctor? How about a lung doctor? Like who operates on people with lung things?
A pulmonary surgeon.
Yes, mm-hmm. pulmonary.
That's ironic.
That's irony.
Wait, I bet you pulmonary's not even right.
No, it is.
Now.
It
oh, okay.
is. I just learned that because I thought it was heart.
Oh,
I thought
yeah.
it was
that's
a
cardiac.
Yeah,
right. Yes.
Yeah,
cardiologist.
Cardiologist.
But like I thought pulmonary was related to the heart, but it's like a pulmonary embolism. I just looked this all up, and I'm gonna tell you what it is. But it's a lung issue. It's
right.
Like,
yeah.
But yeah.
All right, let's switch gears, but just a little bit.
It's literally fine. That's
all right.
What I mm-hmm.
Ironically, let's switch gears to another lady's question, a 22-year-old female. Gabrus, why don't you name this lady?
Jacques.
Ooh, I like that one.
Why? Why did you point to Jake and wink? Is that something? Is there an inside joke there that I don't get?
No, it's a callback that you don't get.
To Dashboard?
Yes.
Got it.
Exactly.
Jacques writes, I'm a 22-year-old female about to graduate college in May. I want to go on a solo trip abroad by myself afterwards. I'm currently torn between Iceland, Ireland, and New Zealand. New Zealand. I know y'all have been to each of those, so I was wondering which one y'all recommend, particularly for a female solo traveler. If y'all have a better place than those three, and y'all recommend more, I would love to hear it. Thanks so much.
We've got a female traveler on the podcast today.
Hi.
I was talking about Gabriel.
Sorry.
Put on the wig and let's hear the voice.
You sure this isn't offensive, guys?
Trust me. It's ironic.
The only travel I've done alone, besides for work and stuff where it's all being really taken care of, is like to meet a friend in another country. And so I don't really have the experience to say what it's like to just stay in places by yourself and walk around by yourself in another country. But I do enjoy the feeling of like having to figure something out by myself and like get on the right train and find the friend and do all that stuff. And that's really fun. But like, I haven't been to Ireland, Iceland, or what was that? New Zealand. So I can't speak to those, but I did have a friend who did like woofing in New Zealand.
What is woofing?
Where you like go and work on farms and do different things. And I think that's also a great way to do solo travel. I've had a few friends do that.
Right,
and I think
you
it's like,
people easily.
Yeah. And it's like kind of, they set you up with a home and you have something to do. But I think she traveled around New Zealand and really loved it and felt, she never complained about feeling unsafe. And
yeah.
she'd met some cool guys that she fucked. So, hey.
Oh, dude, go get some New Zealand dick.
They're all tall and hot.
That feels safe. I feel like if you end up having sex with someone and you don't leave the country hating the experience and that whole thing, it probably was good.
Yeah,
double
that's
win.
A good sign, yeah. I was going to say advice for a solo traveler, pick a language you know. That's kind of helpful for the first, like if you're doing it for the first time.
So Ireland and New Zealand better than Iceland?
Well, I feel
Iceland,
like Iceland speaks a lot of English, right?
Yeah, everybody speaks English.
I was just
in
Iceland. Portugal and everybody spoke English.
Oh, yeah. Portugal is great.
That's good.
That's good. That's everyone should speak English.
I'm glad
everywhere.
They're changing.
They don't even speak English in my fucking neighborhood here in Los Angeles. And they speak fucking English in Lisbon, baby.
You're giving horrible people a good argument.
Yeah, right. I'm constantly doing
that's pretty
that.
Solid.
Yeah. I've been to New Zealand twice out of those things. And I fucking loved it. And I only went to Auckland and an island off of Auckland. And I know that there's so much more. There's the fucking Hobbit Island.
What was that island off of Auckland?
It's called Waheke Island. And I went twice because it was one of my favorite places I've ever been in. Also, I would say for, she's saying y'all, I'm assuming she's American. If to choose for the first one after college, I say choose New Zealand because that's the longest flight, the furthest to be from. Like, as you get into the workforce and you need more time off to go to someplace that far
I
away.
Would say, if I were just going to pick one, Iceland, I don't feel like sounds like a place you can be for a long time by yourself. I do think Ireland could be interesting. I've also known somebody who went there by themselves and got extremely depressed.
Because it's gray.
Because it's very,
and drinking.
And, yes. And like that's like the culture.
Brown and gray.
And you
green.
Might just fall into that depending on your personality.
Yeah.
But New Zealand could, I mean, yeah, of those three wouldn't be in my top three choices, though. Places to go by myself. So it's really hard for me to.
Wait, did you say what
you can give her like a whole brand new suggestion?
Yeah,
she
what's
to go anywhere?
What's none of the above for
I
you?
Would say to go to Europe. To me, right. And you could go to so many different countries. But,
if you're
and, like,
traveling
have
for
an,
a while.
Yeah, it depends on how long she's going for. But if you have time, I would say go somewhere where you can bounce around to a bunch of different places and cultures and see
a lot. Right,
you
get a bunch of different experiences.
Yeah.
Also, you can do the Iceland stopover thing on your way to Europe.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can spend like 3 days in Iceland real easy.
Yeah, Iceland is not expensive either, I hear.
It's not expensive to get to, but once you're there, it's expensive.
So then you would want to do a short time.
Yeah, exactly.
If you were going to be, if like, this is like, I want to solo travel for a while, then I would say find a home base like in Europe and then, because that would be my dream and maybe I'm just like living vicariously through Jacques. But if I, like, I would like live in Barcelona for a couple of months and then take trains every week.
You're
I
talking
like
about mainland Europe, not like the Iceland-Ireland Europe,
right,
which
yeah,
are
saying,
islands
I'm saying get
coast.
Close so you can, you can take
I'm
a train.
You can go to France. You can go to, like, England. You can do countryside in those areas.
And trains are beautiful, fast, and not expensive in once you're inside Europe, inter-Europe.
And flying's not expensive.
And flying's not expensive either.
There's
yeah.
so much to do.
Yeah.
All right, what's your vote?
I like all of that. I think my vote would be also New Zealand, because Iceland is very lonely even when you go with people. And
yeah, you were crying a lot on your bachelor party.
Yeah, well, that was for a different reason.
Oh, okay. It does seem that way, though.
You did Iceland for your bachelor party?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's awesome.
I did Germany.
But also, I'm thinking maybe because of her choices, maybe she's been to Europe, and that's why she would pick these three kind of seemingly random.
Yeah,
right. That's possible.
New Zealand, I think, is the most manageable because, you know, their country is made for tourists. Everyone, you know, like you said, there's no huge language barrier and there's lots of, like, natural beauty like there is in Iceland. The weather's probably better than Ireland, so I think New Zealand is my
vote,
too.
Oh, but you know what's
too.
One little hiccup is if it's after school, that's the middle of the New Zealand winter.
But even a New Zealand, even like a New Zealand winter, like a lot of it is like LA winter, where it's not like
freezing.
Winter jackets and stuff like that.
But cool.
It's not like the East Coast.
But it is the flip of us.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, that's actually true. Wait, so she'd be going in the summer?
I'm guessing.
Is that
I don't know.
I just imagine if it's after she graduates.
Yeah, graduates
but maybe
in
she's
May.
Graduating. Oh, she graduates in May?
Yeah. All right. So New Zealand is the consensus pick, but you can't go wrong with
any
of those
other
countries.
We went to New Zealand in June.
Yes.
And in Queenstown, there's a lot of, like, expat people that you could meet.
Yeah, and it was, like, snowy in the mountains, but like Gaber said, it wasn't freezing cold.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, I was going to say it also depends on how social this person wants to be on their travels, because, like, I don't want to meet a lot of people.
Me either. I like solo travel and staying solo.
I would rather just walk around by myself than, like, meet a friend at a bar that I don't know and then be
like
want to hang out? Yeah, that fucking blows to me. So, like, I don't know. It's really
yeah.
on that
That's
person.
No, I don't mind shit. I'm, like, in between where I'll be like, oh, I'll meet this person at the bar. Be like, hey, we're going to the Louvre in the morning. You want to come with? I'll be like, oh, that sounds great. And then at, like, halfway through the day, be like, well, it was a pleasure meeting you. See you never again. Like, I don't
Have
wanna...
you done solo traveling, Gabers?
Only like for work type situation. I've been in a relationship since I was like had money to travel, so it's like I can't really get a solo trip. But I did go to Auckland with Tiff while she was there for work, so I was home alone. It's actually the best of both worlds. I'm like adventuring all day and then at night eating dinner with my wife and, and sleeping with her.
That is perfect.
Well, sleeping near her. In my little doggy bed at the foot of the bed where I sleep.
Obviously, perfect would be spending every waking moment with your wife, though.
Yeah, not for her.
All right, let's take a break. We'll answer some more questions after these messages.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all of these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar. But for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast.
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah. Kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress, and all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz. And you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20, all one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
And we're back. Hey, Lapkus and or Gabrus, do you guys have any
unsolicited advice? Mom, I'm coming.
Gross. unsolicited advice. Kara's
staring at a mirror.
I said, "Mom, I'm coming," kind of as a goof once, and this guy, this prankster, really put it in the tease.
He was correct to do that.
Yeah,
no, live forever.
Right. And yeah. I get that. Do you guys have any unsolicited advice?
I have a piece of advice that my dad would give me, like, any time I would go out, like, growing up, like New Year's Eve, St. Paddy's Day, Halloween, days like that. He would always say, "Act like you've been there before, Johnny."
He sounds like Trump a little bit.
That's how I can do a Trump accent, is because I can. My dad sounded like him. Yeah. But "act like you've been there before" was apparently something a Giants coach said in reference
Parcells.
To a wide receiver over partying. I think it was Parcells, to be honest.
Yeah.
Someone like over partying after scoring. He's like, "No, we score touchdowns. Act like you've been there."
That's solid. Yeah. So it's like, don't celebrate too much.
Yeah, well, it's like just when you walk into a place and it's like, don't. This isn't. Will Ferrell says it in Step Brothers too. I remember my first beer, and it's sort of that of just like, chill out. Who cares if this is the first time you've ever been to a Hollywood red carpet party? You have to act like you've done it before, and
have
it's
a little class.
Have a little class. Don't go ape shit. Don't be like, "Whoa, look, free shrimp!" You know, like, just be fucking.
Oh my god, you're giving me flashbacks to probably every time I did that.
There's free alcohol.
Matt Damon, did you see that? You can have as much shrimp as you want. Matt Damon. There's like a picture of like the tabloids of Matt Damon like wincing, lab gets behind him waving shrimp kebabs.
I have unsolicited advice
that
I'll give to your listeners to live within your means. I'm really obsessed with saving money, and I have seen people do it very horribly where they just like spend outside of their means and end up losing everything.
Yeah, going broke.
Going broke. And this is true of, you know, if you're like, if you don't have much money, it's not about like being rich and buying a house that's too expensive or something. Like, I think it's really important to not have credit cards that are beyond, you know, what you can afford. Don't buy things that you don't need if you can't pay for it up front.
And yeah.
That's my advice.
Do you use anything to like manage your spending, like apps that track what you're spending your money on?
I used to when I was like really struggling with money and trying to make, you know, make sure I paid all my bills. I had like constant alerts on my accounts and everything. I feel like I've gotten lax with that, where I'm like, I have a good sense of what I have and what I can and can't do. So I'm not just going to buy a car cause I want one or something.
Right.
Like, it's just,
I'm going to have you ambush my wife in a conversation. Yeah. I'll be like, "Oh yeah, we're just talking. Oh, Lab, cause you talk about how you save a lot of money.
You should sit her down and listen to this podcast." I'll take this part out. Is there anything that you don't buy, or you like learn the hard way, or like, "I accidentally got a car when I got my first paycheck and now I can't afford it"?
No, there was almost a point where I made a decision that would have been irresponsible, but I got really scared and then I didn't do it without getting into total, you know, details about it, because I just don't want to.
Is this the yacht situation?
Yeah, I almost bought a yacht. So, yeah, I guess I'll just say it. I almost bought a yacht, and I felt like I wasn't really going to use it that much.
Yeah.
Well, if you name your yacht "Stand Up for the Pledge of Allegiance," motherfucker, that's kind of you're asking.
Well, it
for
filled the whole side. I freaked out, and it was like, okay, I don't want to actually make this decision.
That's a good sign. Like, if you're freaking out about a decision, it's like, well, you know what? Maybe let's not make it.
Yeah. And so I don't know. And it's something my dad really ingrained. It's another dad advice, but my dad really ingrained that in me. And it's one of those things where I don't know if I have the phrase right. So it actually connects back to what we were talking about before. I always thought it, and I don't know if this is correct. Keep your nut low. And I don't know if it's net or nut, but
no,
I think
it's
nut.
Your monthly nut.
Yeah.
What do you?
So jerk
what do you
off in the corner.
Yeah. Keep your nut low, underneath the baseboards.
That's so weird to me.
No, like your monthly nut is like what you owe to whoever, whether it's your rent and all that.
And so I've always kept that mentality of like, I want to just know that I can pay all my bills and not feel I'm in over my head.
And as you like have gotten older and like made more money, do you like? I guess you're not like keeping your nut super low. You're like,
no, like
expanding
it
within your means.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, now I can like afford.
I can live here and I could have this. Yeah. And I could buy these clothes or something. Whereas before I would never have done these things. But like, I tend to upgrade my home like regularly. I move so much and like, I've moved so many times, and I like to be like, okay, now I can afford a two bedroom. I'm gonna get a two bedroom, and now I can, you
know,
two bedroom
with
like,
an office.
Yeah. So like, it's so I let myself do those things, but not beyond.
I'm trying to learn to do that, because there's like some things that I spend recklessly on. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm traveling, and I'm like, oh, this hotel is much like, this one looks way cooler. Yeah. I, like, spend a lot of money.
I can't see a $200 difference, like, you know, when I'm traveling. Because when I'm traveling, I'm like, I'm already all in.
Oh, yeah. I feel that way with travel, too. It's really hard to budget when you're traveling. And thinking about that woman who wants to go do that, it is like, that's a hard part of planning, because you want to go somewhere you can afford to be the whole time. You want to be there without freaking out about not having enough money.
Yeah, flying around Europe might be hard at 22 after college.
Right, exactly. So I was thinking about that element. Like, oh, you might not want to bounce around to so many different places because that makes it more expensive or whatever.
Yeah, I hope she's still listening. I hope she doesn't think that we answered her question.
She's like, now to finish the other half of this on my first class flight to New Zealand.
Oh, no.
It's just that the lamb's really expensive there.
I also wish I don't think my dad gave me like a pearl of wisdom.
Awesome. All right, next question.
He still has time, but like the only thing that I
haven't learned squat from my old man.
I guess, I mean, my parents taught me a lot of stuff, but I don't have, like, my dad always said, like, the thing that he says the most is remember to brush your teeth.
That's pretty good.
That's a good one.
That's a simple one, but that really will get you a little further. Because it's very, I only brush in the morning. I'm a monster.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I know, I have to brush.
I've only heard the opposite. It's like, I only brush at night, but I don't brush in the morning. You just brush in the morning.
You gotta brush
and then fall asleep.
I would brush post-coffee.
Yeah, I'm always scared that I have disgusting. I'm like constantly chewing gum and constantly brushing my teeth. Yeah. I'm like afraid.
I probably just do have bad breath.
I've never smelled your breath.
I literally texted Lapkus after one episode one time. I was like, I feel like my breath smelled today. You were like, I didn't smell anything. I'm like, well, thank God. I literally had to say that so you had the out to go, yeah, it did. Yeah. Like, just so you know.
I'm calling myself out. But Gabrus, do you get ready for bed or do you pass out?
When I'm being good, when I get ready for bed, I brush my teeth and put in my Invisalign.
Nice.
You do Invisalign?
I finished it, but now I'm just on the night braces.
I want to do it.
Let me see your teeth. Damn, they're nice. Yeah, I don't want to do that. They work. I got to cross
you have
over.
Really
it's pretty easy.
Teeth. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I have one tooth that's shifted and it bothers me, but I think I'm going to do that.
I can take care of that.
Invisalign is easy.
Give me like 30 seconds.
You're just going to pull it?
Dr. Blumenfeld.
No, not pull it. I push it. And it's kind of confusing, but it'll make sense.
I pull all the other teeth.
All right, let's try to answer some more questions.
You pull every teeth, all the teeth but that one. That one's straight now.
That one's correct. That one's correct. It's called Spartacusing. All right, this guy's name is Jake. What do you think? What do you think his name is?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I never give a name.
I want to give a name.
Yeah, okay. Jesus Christ, I really caught me flat-footed. I was so scared.
Bruntle.
Jake's brushing his teeth. What'd you say?
Bruntle.
Bruntle is really good.
I felt Amelia was too boring.
I like
Bruntle's
that.
Great. See, imagine if I came up with one.
Bruntle writes, "Hey guys, I have a concerning problem that I need some consulting. For the past week, I have been waking up around midnight to take a shit. I know this isn't a big deal, but I think of this as an old person thing to do. I'm only 22. Does this mean I'm getting older? Do you guys wake up from a deep sleep with an urge to go number two? Thanks, big fan of the show. P.S. Come to Columbus, Ohio." So that's another option for this girl.
That is hard because I'm going to question the diet and schedule of this person. Like maybe one of those things has changed recently.
Like right before bed, meatloaf,
decaf coffee. Yeah, maybe they're eating later than they usually do because they have a different job or something.
Or if he's drinking.
Yeah, or drinking.
When I drink, that'll happen.
And sudden urge to shit kind of implies diarrhea to me. But if it's regular shit, then that's interesting to me.
I wake up every morning.
We should do a doctor podcast.
You wake up having to shit, but have you ever woken up in the middle of the night?
I wake up to shit, like the way people wake up and have to piss. I wake up and I have to poop.
But then
and
you don't pee until noon.
Yeah. I go, oh my, I pee once before bed.
It's thick.
I drop a crystal.
Ew, I feel sick.
It's like maple syrup.
A rock hard crystal.
Cling.
It's like Jurassic Park, the amber.
Sick. There's a little mosquito in it.
You don't need to flush because it's so dense, it finds its way down the pipe.
Oh no, I hate it. It is a shit.
But I have woken up, like, sometimes if I overeat right before bed or I've been drinking, I'll wake up. I never wake up at midnight because I usually go to bed around 11:30 or midnight.
Early. That's early in the night.
Yeah, for a 22-year-old to be like...
He's sleeping from 8 to 4,
Well, that makes me think his schedule might be weird. But then, like, I was thinking about when I was 22, I had really bad eating habits and, like, I was broke and I ate, like, just bullshit from the dollar store. Like, I just ate, like, whatever.
What'd you eat? Give me an example
like,
of a dinner.
I ate a ton of rum in, like, packets.
Yeah.
I ate, like... eggs, like a ton of eggs, just because it was
I eat
tea.
A ton of eggs now.
Yeah, but it was
but
like,
I mean, there was a period of time when
weird.
I was eating,
like, I was eating scrambled eggs for dinner.
And then right. at night being like, well, it's cheap to have like
yeah.
eight more eggs.
This 22, you guys were living in New York?
I was in Chicago. Then I went, but when I moved to New York, that was when it got worse. So I was like 23 and yeah, because that's when my parents weren't helping me buy groceries.
Yeah.
But I would eat just like really gross stuff and eat a lot of fried food and pizza, like, but like really sloppy shit. And like I was constantly surprised by when I had to go to the bathroom. Like it was like, I thought I had really bad IBS. And then I don't
just
have
didn't
that.
Occur to you that you
right.
were eating
yeah.
Fried
well,
food
that's
all
like
the time.
The 22-year-old diet for me was like rice and beans from Bonita because it was $2 like all the time. And then twice a week, I would drink 15 beers and then have like 4 slices of pizza at 3 yeah. in the morning. And then be like, wow, my stomach really, you know,
meanwhile, you probably have a gluten sensitivity and you're lactose intolerant. Well,
right. I am lactose intolerant and I was eating pizza all the time and just like shitting my brain.
I have, and I'm gluten sensitive as mm-hmm. I've learned now in my older age, which
oh,
sucks.
Dear.
Yeah. Because I never put it together. And like my doctor one time was like, well, have you tried like exclude? Because I was like, sir, I'm still shitting exclusively in emergency situations.
Yeah.
And I'm 34. And he was like, have you tried leaving something out of your diet? He's like, it could be eggs. It could be this thing. It could be this thing. And he said it could be gluten. And I was like,
you tried gluten last.
I'll try gluten first yeah. because I was like, I
you
do
eat
feel
the most
worse
of
when
it.
I, yeah, I do feel the worst when I drink beer. And I feel like, but I don't feel awful if I eat like a lot of meat and drink tequila. So I was like, oh. Because that's when I was dieting. That's what I was eating. And so I left gluten out of my diet for 3 weeks. And I just remember being like, fuck, it is gluten.
Yeah, it's
I was
so
hoping to be like, I still have diarrhea. I hope it's just like, oh, it's ketchup that I can't have.
I hope it's broccoli.
Yeah.
Is it broccoli?
But I do think like when you're 22, and like I don't want to assume anything about this person that maybe they're really aware of themselves. But like I don't think I was aware of myself enough to understand like what my body was doing or why. And so it could be like a thing like that where it's like you might just not recognize the things that you're eating are not like you have a pattern.
Yes. Oh,
but also
there's actually a lot of butter in this dish.
Oprah once said, and oh, she probably didn't say this because it sounds like
keep your
she
nut
would not. Yeah. She, maybe it was a doctor guest who was on the show, but regardless, I learned from Oprah that your shit's supposed to look like a brown banana. That's like a healthy shit.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, mine looks like a brown banana that a motorcycle burned
up.
Out on top of her. It's all over the wall.
Gabrus looks like what's left over after you make veggie juice.
But so if this person's shit is not healthy, it's not a healthy shit, then it might be your diet.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should do a follow-up where he sends us a photo.
Yeah.
Of so his shit.
Just send it to Just Lauren.
Yeah, just... Yeah,
here's,
really
here's my personal home address.
That would be
yeah,
so,
yeah.
Do
we
know
should
scary
snail
that would
mail,
be? Do not
snail mail the developed photo.
I don't even trust the photo. Like, I need him to actually shit in a box.
I
want to
watch
it
a video.
It
no, I want a video. I want the video sent in a box with the shit.
Phantom cam, ultra HD.
This is. Can I tell the brief story of the shit video that you?
We got it. We got to keep
that
it going.
You made
unfortunately,
when you were,
I know,
when
and I would love
22?
To hear the story, but like, we really
you
we have to. We can't like delve too deep.
Amir set a. Canon power shot.
It was a Sony Handycam.
So,
I resent the accusation that I was
Amir
using
set
a digital camera.
A digital camera up on a on
bathtub.
On a bathtub.
Yeah.
And filmed a profile of him shitting, like
coming out of
squatting
my butt.
Above the toilet.
Yeah.
And then reversed the video. So it looked like the shit was flying into his butt. And you showed it to a lot of people.
I'm not gonna apologize for being an artist. Nor should I.
Anyway,
if
you can do that.
That is
I just think, how often do you not see, like, you do it
I've
every day.
I've never seen shit come out of my ass.
Right, and it happens all the time.
I did hear on
you
Savage Love.
See it in, like, the reflection of the water.
Yeah, I guess I've gotten the idea. On Savage Love, have you guys ever heard that podcast?
Yes.
I love it.
Savage Love
Another non-HeadGum podcast.
Savage Love
that,
Boo.
That was a HeadGum podcast.
Dan Savage, love and relationship columnist, talking about love and relationship advice. But he had this guy call in. Or no, the woman called in who found out that her husband had been filming the toilet, basically, and she had discovered on the computer that he had like a shit fetish,
a
toilet fetish,
a log.
And he'd been filming her against her knowledge, like without her knowledge, and then she was terrified and like called in and was like, "What am I supposed to do? Because I didn't know." And she's like, "I actually am willing to work with this, but the secrecy is the problem that really got me. That
Jeez.
He was doing this when I wasn't aware." And then we have children, and then that was Savage's like main concern was that like the kids were being filmed, and then that's like a whole different world.
Oh,
but isn't
yeah.
that crazy that, like, I mean, I guess everyone has a fetish for something, but like the idea of finding out that your partner was filming you shitting.
Did he put it in the water facing up, or like did he use the toilet bowl cam, like a little bit of an eyesight, like under the lip, or did he go like, because I usually.
You could see the person.
Oh. I think what's interesting there is like there are so many toilet cam websites.
Are there? I don't really know about this.
There are a lot.
Oops, showing your hand.
I mean, I don't like to, I don't like it, but I
rattle these off for my other tattoo.
I know a lot about porn.
Bullhole.
Bullhole's not bad.
Thank you.
Did you guys hear I said Dookie Dames?
Dookie Dames.
Is also great.
I heard bullhole, and anything also else? You said log blog earlier.
A log log.
I'm just surprised that he doesn't turn to like the wide world of like the dark web, and he like really wanted to be his wife.
Well, he also had been. She found quaint. That he had videos of that.
Oh, other people too.
Yeah.
Oh, back to unsolicited advice. Dan Savage gave, I think, the best marriage and potentially relationship advice that you could ever give.
Never go to bed hangry.
And at least it's really worked for me, and this is too much information.
Whoa,
but
I want to hear this now.
Fuck before.
Date. I know. I heard that on there. It's the best advice.
Absolutely the best
advice. It is, because you're full and you're tired, and then you're like,
eat what you want.
And then you're disappointed that it didn't happen.
Yeah. It makes me so happy that I do that already.
Yes, oh, yeah. Exactly.
That's like it's a key to.
And then it's
great.
Like also just better for the date because you're like in a good energy.
Right. And then there's also like, oh, what if we get a little bombed and it's harder later? We don't, or softer.
Right.
We don't have.
Right. Well, like, and I always feel like or you get drunk and you're just like tired and you're, or whatever.
And then you sort of like, that like makes you go to bed a little bit sad. Like,
yeah,
that, like,
right. Well, you thought
even
you were going to.
Both people don't want to.
Right.
Like, it's just like, oh shit, we're this is a depressing little place to be, where we're like excusing each of like ourselves from intimacy.
Yeah.
Streeter, we were on a double date with Streeter one time, and we were he was talking about this phenomenon, and he called it TFTF, too fat to fuck.
Oh.
And like, you would have to decide during the meal, like, hey.
Are we going for both?
Because like you don't want one person to be like,
oh, yeah.
I skipped dessert so we could fuck, and the other person's like, I went ham because I didn't know we were, you know.
Yeah.
Just be
yeah.
at least be clear.
Yeah.
But I think
sex is off the table.
Yeah. Fuck before
I
you go out.
I want to eat all this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck before you go out is like a dream. Also, even if you go to a party and stuff, because then you come back and you're like, oh, I just want to put on Hill House.
Or yeah.
You feel sexy when you fuck before a party
it
too, because
yeah.
you show up with
you
like that glow.
Secret.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're not like, you know, I'm usually super hard at parties, so
for me to
get it out of the system.
It's like the Something About Mary thing too. It's like masturbate before the date to relax you. It's like,
and you can put the jizz in your hair.
Oh, that was jizz. I gotta rewatch that movie. All right, guys,
I'll tell
you answer.
What, movie's still funny. The character Warren doesn't hold up as much.
Oh dear.
Here's another little bit of advice. If we're going to talk about that, this was from a blog that I read, but. Cup of Joe, if anybody out there reads that, I've been reading for like 10 years. But she says to keep the spark in your relationship, meet up on a date, like meet at the restaurant.
Don't commute together.
And don't go together. Yeah, like if you're both coming from different places and you meet up, it does kind of feel fun.
That's yeah, well, it sweet. Makes it feel special. Yeah. And then also it eliminates the like, because there's like, it becomes a routine where I'm standing waiting for Tiffany.
Yeah, you're getting ready.
Or I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom. We're like, we're not talking to each other for the hour before we leave for the date because we're busy getting work done or whatever, you know? And
but like plan that ahead, because there are a lot of times I will leave and I will leave my girlfriend at home. And then she's like, where are you? I'm like, I think it's sexy if we meet at the place. But we're like heading to Palm Springs for the weekend.
Sexy. Yeah. She's like, what place did you go to? She's like, I think it's sexy when you accidentally find each other.
That's more of a meet cute, don't you think?
Yeah. I think fate will bring us together. Meanwhile, I'm at an Indian casino 90 minutes away.
I'll give you one hint. It's not Morongo. Okay.
It was Morongo is the thing. Let me ask one more question just so we can get for Q's aid by the end of the episode. This is another lady's name. Back to Gabrus. Another lady's name that we can call this person.
Fuck.
That's a good name. That's a good start.
Tina.
That's nice.
Thinking about it at all and then saying a normal name is funny. I was like, I don't know, Amelia? Yeah.
Let me think of my heroes.
You and I have been improvising for combined like 30-something
years. Can't
think
of a name.
Normal name is the new fake name. All right, Tina writes, first of all, congratulations, Jake. I hope you're enjoying the married life. My question is, should I pay my share of the TV license fee for my shared house when I rarely watch TV? I figured you guys would be good TV question answers.
TV license
so
fee?
So she doesn't live
another country.
This person doesn't live in America.
Well, here's a little more information. I share my house at university with three others, two of whom watch TV all the time. I prefer Netflix. My share of the license fee would cost me £40 a year, and as a student, I don't have much spare cash. If I was living alone, it would be something I wouldn't buy, but if the house has it, I will inevitably end up watching it occasionally. Is it fair that I have to pay a disproportionate high amount to how much I watch and essentially subsidize my friend's TV habits, or should I suck it up and consider it a tax on friendship? The third roommate, who, like me, doesn't watch TV, has already agreed to pay. I'm interested to hear your opinion. Okay. Thanks.
That's okay. Really hard. I think
everyone knows what I'm going to say here.
Well, I'm kind of curious, actually. I don't think I know. I think this reminds me of the thing like when you go out with a group of people and like they all have alcohol and you don't. Is this what you were thinking of?
No, I have a very strong opinion.
And then you have to split the check and it's like $100 and you had like a taco. I hate that fucking shit. And but especially when you're like broke, it's really annoying because you're like, why am I paying for all of this? And I think that falls into that category of like, that's not fair, but because you live together and it's a kind of like a permanent thing and it's spread out over a year of payment, I sort of feel like you have to kind of suck it up on that one. It's kind of like splitting the gas bill or something.
Right.
I don't know.
You can't like go back and measure how much TV you consumed versus.
Right.
Especially
and
if
people would
she's
start
admitting
to get
too that she is going to watch some TV.
You kind of can't watch any at all if you're going to say that, and otherwise it's going to build resentment where people are like, "She watched like 3 hours this week," and then suddenly they're like judging you for watching it because you said you were going to pay less, and then you're not.
Two things
up to that.
In my life.
Well, like, we're two fingers to hold up for that.
These two things.
Is that normal? Do you do
I
that
cut
usually?
The other three off.
Pinky and ring. Pinky and ring for the two.
It looks really wrong.
That really, yeah. That's not kissing them.
He's sucking on them, everyone at home. He's whistling a little bit.
The whistle tip. The two things that happened to me in my life that I still can never forget, and is one time my
9/11.
My first. Oh.
Three things.
Yeah.
You don't want to know which three fingers you just held up.
The one of my in my first apartment in Brooklyn, my roommate. I lived with two other dudes. Me and one of the other dudes found ourselves. We had bought. Exclusively just the two of us have bought toilet paper for the apartment for like 3 months. We say to the third guy, hey, you got to buy toilet paper for the apartment every once in a while. And he goes, I shit at work. And I was like,
shut
that's
up.
The cheapest, most fuck. And now.
Then steal toilet paper from work then.
And then and you know what else is going on? Now me and the other roommate are dying to catch you shitting.
Yeah, exactly.
So fuck it.
Show him the camera. Show him the log.
It's true though. Like when you have a roommate, thing like that, then you become so like, oh, they never wash the dishes. Oh, they, you know, you start to get like really nitpicky once you
guarantee the other three will talk about her relentlessly.
Yeah, you can't risk
pitch
it.
In.
And if the other person said they're not going to watch TV at all and they're doing it, you have to meet them at that level. So
the choice is like resent or be resented.
Yeah.
Right.
Would you rather hate or be hated?
I would rather resent.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I like and you, chip on you, my you take the higher road by resenting someone else.
It's one of the shitty things about living with other people, slightly though, higher is road. That like it's everyone's problem.
What if she uses the same excuse? They're like, you have to pay for the TV. And she's like, you know what? I shit at work. And they're like, what are you talking about?
Wait, what's the second or the third thing?
I have an idea. Is there? Oh yeah, I do want to hear your other thing.
You'll never forget.
Is there a world where she pays since she has Netflix? She lets them all share her Netflix password and doesn't pay for the TV.
That's a good compromise.
But I feel like if she's cheap, she's probably using somebody else's Netflix.
But she can still share it.
Oh, that's
right, true. As long as it's on the common.
So that
area
no one
TV.
In the house has to pay for Netflix.
Yeah. So you say, I'll get Netflix and Hulu. Meanwhile, she's stealing it from somebody
right.
else.
Right. She's like, how about you guys split
I'll
that?
Get you Netflix,
and then you can
Hulu,
use my Netflix.
HBO Go. Yeah. Any login service.
But that's nice.
Well, I have my mom's credit card's hooked up to my Uber, so I can do whatever you guys want with that. When Netflix first came out, when it was discs, this was my second apartment. I was living with my wife and my best friend. Well, she was my girlfriend then.
That's
and
a sitcom.
Yeah. The three of us were living together. The guy's girlfriend, who's now his wife, we were in the car, the four of us driving together, and we were like, we got to get Netflix. And I was like, I want to get the DVDs. And him and his wife are kind of cheap. But she wasn't living with us. He was. And I was like, it's $9 a month. So it comes to $3. Me and Tiff are still splitting bills at that point. So it's like, it's $3 each a month. And his wife goes, I don't have to pay for that, do I? And I was like... You are at our house all the time, which is totally fine. But now I'm going to be like, I don't want to see you watching my DVDs. Because
$3 also is like so little.
$9 split four ways is $2.50 each. She was like,
unlimited DVDs.
Yeah, do I have to pay $20 a year? And also, that's something like
you could lose $20 and not know, like anyone.
If you're staying at someone else's house, and I also like know what she spends her money on because she's a good friend. So I was like, Jesus Christ, you fucking monster. Yeah.
I think that's the answer, right? Because like, if she says no, then her quality of life is very diminished.
Yeah.
She can only not watch. She like has to be like super aware of if she's ever watching TV. But she also, if her two roommates are watching TV, she wouldn't even want to like sit down on the corner of a couch and look.
I know, because they would start to be like, mad. Right. Yeah.
You can't even listen from your room.
Yeah, so my answer to her advice is yes, chip in. And then also, yes, watch TV. You're in college. This is the time to do that.
But she likes Netflix shows more or whatever. But I mean, I do think you could chip in and if you want to be really amazing, offer to share the Netflix password and chip in and then just be like a great person that they all love.
That's cool. The best roommate ever.
That license fee is like your friendship fee.
Yeah.
They'll all love you for that.
I feel strongly about something you said earlier, so do you want to get into it?
Oh, the taco and alcohol?
Yep. Yeah. I have a very strong opinion about
that. In the exact opposite direction.
Yep.
If you can
everyone has a split?
I think everyone has a split, and it's a bummer if you're...
But
like,
if you're an alcoholic and you don't drink?
Well, then I think it's on the people who are... to recognize that.
Yeah.
So the other six people have to go, hey, and Lapkus, you're not drinking, so blah, blah. But at the same time, I think when you decide to go out to dinner in a group, you have to understand that you're paying the group meal tax, which is like, I'm not here to keep track of who's eating what.
But that changes with money and age. Like,
right.
I think it...
I don't go out to dinner with people... Again, if they are the keep track of what everyone ordered,
I won't
type
do
people.
It now. I
would.
Oh,
in the
I mean,
past.
You have to when you're when you have
when
to
you ha- when everyone's broke. It does make sense to be like you order within your means. Like I think like that's it. You shouldn't lose out on socializing because you have less money than people. But
well,
it's
you
hard.
Should if everyone else wants to go out and go ham and not deal with it.
I know, but I mean like. I don't know. I have friends who don't have money where I would not feel comfortable being like, you have to split this with me if you and I know they don't have the money.
And that's why I think the onus is on the drinkers or the big bill people.
Right.
Because I will do that. I'll be like, if me and Tiff and a third person go out to dinner, I'm not like, we got to split this evenly.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or even if another couple comes out and they don't drink, I'm not like, let's split this evenly. I'm like, hey, I think if we split it evenly and we pay the tip, I think it'll come out to around.
Right. I think offering to pay the tip is a good solution there for like making that person.
I'm just a big fan of the casual split.
I love
it. You don't want like the everybody's like with their phones out and telling a waitress like, will you do $24 on this card and $9 on this card?
No, I completely agree. And it does feel like, but that I do think that's an ease of having money.
Right.
Like when you're like, okay, I have a job now and it's not as scary for me to just say that was $100 or something.
Yeah, totally.
But when you are the person worrying about the money, it's really stressful.
Do you know what's less stressful and less expensive for that person? Person?
Not coming out.
Stay home.
But I'm saying you should always on socializing.
Stay home.
Or invite everyone to hang out at your house.
It's just like on everybody to be a thoughtful friend.
It is.
Like if I invite somebody out who has a drinking problem and doesn't drink, then it's on me to know that they didn't drink. Or if I know someone that is broke, I would be like, hey, I can cover I'll cover this for you.
You made me pay your cable bill. We weren't even living together.
Well, you're loaded, Blumenfeld. Your dad's
made
out of colleges.
You brought me to dinner. You said, I don't want to just split this bill. I want to split this bill and this bill. Suddenly I'm paying for 2 months with DWP.
That's a fun old-timey sketch.
Oh, that's cool.
We split the bills.
Do people still make sketches or are we all going to die so nobody cares
anymore?
I think
most people are making videos commenting on old sketches these days.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, shit.
Ouch.
I thought
Speaking of which, I was giving you a lob. Yeah.
He's going to let us promote our Patreon.
On your podcast.
That's patreon.com/JA. Thanks, Gabrus.
I can't believe you were never in a Jake and Amir. You weren't, right?
I can.
All right, we're out of time.
That's the end of the show. I was never in a Jake and Amir video. That's
crazy.
Correct. Yes.
That is weird. Because you were around, you were in a bunch of College Humor videos.
Yeah, I think it was sort of the thing where College Humor was like, we're the funniest people ever. There's no way anyone who didn't come up in this building is funnier than us.
Yeah.
Sort of vibe that
and
you
that's
guys
what
put
I thought.
Out.
Yeah.
Me. That's a classic Blumenfeld thing.
No, that changed after like a year, but for a hot minute, everyone was, and then like you know, like, you guys were all like, we're the fucking kings of comedy. And it's like, yeah, all right, guys. There's other
the crazy thing is we were right. Like, yeah, we were the kings and still are of comedy. It's awesome. Well,
yes, you guys are.
Yeah. all right, anything else to say? Do you have anything left to promote? You talked about Raised by TV.
Raised by TV, please listen. And you can listen to it everywhere, but there are also new episodes released on Stitcher Premium. If you go to stitcherpremium.com/raisedbytv and use code TV, you get a free month to listen. And that also gets you tons of other shows on Stitcher Premium.
Including Freedom.
Including Freedom, my show with Scott Aukerman and Paul F. Tompkins.
Wow.
Which is a really fun show, and I think it'll make you laugh.
What's
we just talk.
About?
We really just talk about stories from our lives and do bits, and it's really stupid. And it's
three people who play amazing hysterical characters on every other podcast, being themselves on a podcast
Thank
together,
you.
Which is a very...
It's really fun. And that also has episodes being released for free. But if you want early access, Stitcher Premium.
Cool.
With our code that I just said. And, you know, that's the main stuff right now. I'd say do whatever else you want in your life.
Yeah. Other than that, once you listen to all of my podcasts, then you're allowed to do whatever you want in your life.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
But that's the hierarchy.
You want to plug your other shows?
Yeah, yeah. Listen to High and Mighty and a HeadGum podcast and listen to Action Boys on patreon.com/actionboys. Or actionboys.biz.
Nice.
A Z.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
ZZ Top.
It's a good
I love
use
it.
Of a biz.
Big investment.
thanks so much for writing in and listening. And if you have your own theme songs or your own questions, send them on down to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. The opening one was a Dashboard Confessional parody. And this closing one was written by somebody named Tom.
Parody. Cover. You can't parody Dashboard.
It's already hysterical.
Sorry, is it satire or parody? I can never figure that out. Nice.
Literally irony, dude.
Callback.
Yeah, literally.
All right, we'll be back next week. Bye.
Bye.
Mahalo.
If I were you, if I were you, if I were you. If I were you, if I were, if I were you, if I were you, here's what I would do.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.